This is Over the Bars, the Supercross podcast that I've been waiting for, and we are here once again to talk about the Supercross 2016 season. We just watched Anaheim 2.
And I'm Allison.
And this was a really fun week for racing.
Yes, it was.
I was so excited about how this turned out.
Well, it was exciting. Anaheim 1, the track was kind of dull, which I guess they try to just have an easy track for the opening because all the riders are real amped up and kind of nervous and not quite sure what their bikes are going to do. Anaheim 2 definitely took it up a notch in terms of just how kind of difficult the track seemed to be. The riders were not just flying through. They were challenged by this track.
Those whoops.
And usually, I mean, people after the race, they'll be like, yeah, that was hard, but you can't really tell while they're racing. Mm-hmm. But this, you could absolutely tell that they were struggling with that whoop section. It was hard. It was really difficult.
They were huge whoops. So they were deep and tall. And people were just, I mean, eventually they were just doing that thing when they jumped through them rather than actually like coasting on the top.
Yeah, they pointed that out as well. It was like, oh, just screw this. I'm just going to jump through them.
But the funny thing is we had more crashes on the start than in the whoop. So on that first hole shot turn, yeah, it was a right-hand turn, which they don't like because that's the foot their brake is on. So. But yeah, there was a whole bunch of crashes off the start.
They just couldn't seem to totally turn their bikes with that many people kind of all heading into that.
Yeah, they couldn't stop fast enough. So they all just like went straight off the course.
I loved watching. Was pretty good. Like Marvin Muscan. It's like he's got the whole shot and right like off the track.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Well, also, Anaheim 2, notable for the fact that we had a lot of riders missing.
Yeah, a bunch were out and injured.
Well, we've talked about how really stacked these races are. So having these injuries kind of opens it up, I guess, a little bit. But yeah, James Stewart out again for this race. Right. We have to hope he does come back next week in Oakland. Justin Barcia, sadly out. He's going to get surgery on his thumb. That was disappointing not to see him.
I mean,
him.
We missed him most of last season, too.
We did, yeah. Brock Tickle, Dean Wilson, Blake Baggett still out. But we did welcome the return of one rider, Weston Pike.
Weston Pike, yeah. Yes. Okay. I was thinking somebody got injured and came out. I'm like, no. Yeah, he only got that one race off.
The boxer is back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't need to talk anymore about him.
Well, they talked about him plenty again on the coverage.
Yes, they did.
It showed him wearing boxing gloves and punching a boxing. It was like, that was very inappropriate.
And Ralph Shaheen could barely contain himself. We just got lucky on this one, folks.
Yeah, they filmed the boxing, shots before the fight ever even happened. But anyway, well, I've already said my due on that.
Yeah, I think we've spoken on that enough. But let's talk about that 250 weight race. We've got Cooper Webb winning again.
I know. No surprise, really. There.
Come from behind finish.
What was a surprise was how long it took him to do it or how he had to go about doing it.
He had to battle Christian Craig, of all people.
Yeah, so this is a rider, 25 years old, Geico Honda, one of my favorite teams, of course.
Yes.
And hasn't been racing for the past couple years. I mean, I sort of remember him. Do you remember him?
I remember him. Yeah. I didn't remember that he was out for 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't notice he was gone.
I didn't notice he was gone. But, first thing that happened was he beat Cooper Webb in the heat race.
Yeah. So Cooper got a bad start. Actually, he had
that was
really
impressive
bad
as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Cooper Webb started from pretty far back once again, and then had to first battle Zach Osborne. And then once he got around Zach Osborne, he had to deal with Christian Craig. And Christian Craig had some pretty good moves. I was very impressed.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked before about like defensive riding.
Yeah.
And this was a clinic.
It was pretty cool.
I mean, even when Cooper Webb could sort of get a wheel in front of him on a turn, Christian Craig had taken like the faster line and just could shoot out ahead of him again.
Well, even Cooper Webb had to say, that was actually fun. It's been a while since I battled someone like that.
I know. And it was really fun to watch. This was one of my favorite races. Uh-huh. And it just went on and on, like three laps.
Well, for giving us such an awesome race, I'm actually going to give Christian Craig a platitude.
Oh, great.
Christian Craig, man, you get a platitude this week because you actually beat Cooper Webb in a heat race and you showed some awesome defensive riding, and you brought your son on the podium, which is pretty good as well. So, congratulations, Christian Craig. You are Anaheim 2 winner.
Yeah, that was good. You know, you could almost give it to Cooper Webb too, because he did not, there was something he did. He had a lot of patience.
Well, I think the main thing he did is he didn't just like, he could have just, you know,
every time
Christian Craig right. off the track.
Every time Christian Craig like blocked past him or something like that, Cooper Webb, you know, he held up.
He showed some maturity.
Weston Pike would have just plowed right into him.
Yes.
But, you know, by holding up, he got to wait, wait patiently, wait for that time to pass. And then eventually, you know, he was able to, because he is faster than Christian Craig.
Well, speaking of.
So he found the window and moved ahead.
Speaking of patience, our 450 winner, once again, Ryan Dungey.
Yep, Ryan Dungey.
The king of patient riding.
He didn't need to be patient tonight.
This time he got out pretty quickly, but surprise, surprise, the person he had to get in front of and who was doing quite well for a few laps was Davey Millsaps.
I know. So another Georgia rider. Davey hasn't won. He won his heat race.
Yes. The first one since 2013.
First one in 2 years or 3 years. Yeah. That was so, you know, Davey had a really good season a few seasons ago. Three seasons ago?
2012. He got second place in the championship.
And he was in first
and
for...
And in 2013, he got second place in the championship.
Okay. And which season was it where he was in first place for like... For like 2 months.
That was the 2013 season.
Yeah, and he was beating Ryan Villopoto.
Yeah.
And we thought, whoa, this is great. And then of course, Ryan Villopoto got beat him like one win, and then like, that was
that
it.
That was it.
Yeah, and Davey kind of fell back, but still got that second place season. But you know, ever since then, we haven't really been able to see Davey do much.
Not a whole lot. And actually, he's been through a lot of different. He's had a long career. He's been racing pro since 2004. Been with a lot of different teams, and most notably, though, he was on Kawasaki last week and was fired from Kawasaki.
Last year,
last year. He was fired from Kawasaki in a controversial
Kind of before
violation
the season
of
was even
team
done.
Rules. Apparently, something was found in his locker, which violated the rules. And anyway, it was
conjecture,
all
rumor.
Yeah, we don't really know what happened, but he was fired from Kawasaki. So Davey Millsaps, good to see him again. And actually, just to show my excitement over seeing Millsaps win that heat race and battle a little bit for the lead there, I'd like to play a game with you.
Okay.
A game called Name That Bike.
I didn't always do so good at these last year.
Well, you know, you're a good sport, though. That's all that's important. But Name That Bike, you're actually you're going to name the bike that Davey Millsaps was riding based on the year that I say. I'm going to name the year. You're going to name the bike. So, you know, choices are Kawasaki, KTM, Suzuki, Honda, Yamaha.
Okay, and this is Supercross, not outdoors.
This is just Supercross. That's exactly right. All right. So we can put 30 seconds on the clock here.
Okay.
And let's see how many you get right.
All right.
Ready?
I'll do my best.
Okay. 2011.
Honda.
No, it was Yamaha. 2015.
Kawasaki.
That's correct. 2013.
Yamaha.
No, that's wrong. It was Suzuki. 2014.
Yamaha.
Wrong. He didn't ride it in 2014. He was out with injury.
Oh, that's right.
2016.
Now he's on the Yamaha.
No, he's on KTM, BTO Sports KTM.
Yeah, I knew. I blew that one up.
2012.
Oh, there's more? 2012, Yamaha.
You got it. Correct. 2010.
2010 was the Honda.
Correct.
Yeah, I remember that
one.
All
right, guess what? You won.
Yeah.
Great job. Awesome.
Well, that's excellent. I'm very excited.
Your prize is a cat in a box. here's your cat.
Yeah, and she's already in the box.
Yeah.
She's enjoying that. Camo's having a good time over there, everybody.
She is. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm having a good time, too, and I'm excited about next week in Oakland. Let's check in with Mam and get her weather report.
Hello, Allison, Steve, and Supercross fans. Well, my prediction of last week's tsunamis almost came true. Huge waves have been battling the coast and busting up piers near Oakland.
Hmm.
If you want to escape from the waves after the race, head over to Heinold's First and Last Chance Bar. It was opened in 1883 and is one of the diviest of dive bars.
I like him.
Jack London was a frequent customer, and the bar inspired some of his famous novels.
Nice. Good. Yeah, Jack London. I knew he's from that Bay Area.
Yeah.
Writer. Yeah, dive bars.
Sounds like a pretty good spot.
Sounds like a perfect spot.
So if we are in that spot, what was it called? Heinehold? I have to listen back.
Heinolds?
Heinehold. Well, let's check with Jeff. We haven't heard from Jeff yet this year, but let's see what his beer choice would be for Oakland. What would he be? And he's a literary type, so I could see him sitting down with Jeff
London. Yeah, this is probably the perfect bar for him.
Yeah. Let's see what recommendation he has.
Well, since Billy Beer was discontinued in 1978, I guess I'll recommend Murphy's Irish Stout, which I believe is like the RC Cola of Ireland.
All right. Jeff and Jack drinking some Murphy's. What's Billy Beer?
Billy Beer is, what's his name? Jimmy Carter's brother's beer that he was brewing back when Jimmy Carter was actually president.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we should save that for the Georgia Dome.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be appropriate in Oakland.
Somebody's got to have a few cans lying around somewhere.
Yeah. Well, Murphy's is a good choice for Oakland, I think.
Yeah, that's a great choice.
Well, this has been a good time, Steve. Looking forward to next week. And I think we'll head out with some Ketamines and their song, Teenage Rebellion Time.
Great. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Follow us on Twitter at SX Over the Bars. We'll see you after the next race.
Ladies and gentlemen, Catmo is in the shoebox.